Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday, August the 3rd, 2025, and we bring you the latest in the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, and tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies, and these include DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C managed by the Digital Group. On medium and high frequency rebroadcast, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 by Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, 7.140 by Gary VK7JGD, 14.130 MHz by AnyTakers, and 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT, and on UHF CB24, hosted by Mark VK7FMAC, and as a trial HF CB Channel 24 11 metre broadcast, hosted by Stephen VK7SME, both in the Hobart area. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in Southern Tasmania. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. And we bring you some sad news. Silent Key, Ann Landers, VK7BYL. Ann passed away on the 29th of July this year in Hobart. Ann had gone to Hobart as she had been invited to attend Government House on the Monday night with Mike VK7FB, as 50 years ago they founded the Epilepsy Association of Tasmania and were to meet the Governor, who is patron of the association. Ann grew up in Hobart and after leaving school worked as a control operator at 7HT prior to her marriage. She later worked at the ABC in the studios. To perform some of these duties, Ann required a BOCP, or a Broadcast Operator's Certificate of Proficiency. In 1969, Ann and her husband Mike VK7FB were lighthouse keepers on Tasman Island, which certainly piqued her interest in radio. She was a member of the Friends of the Tasman Island, a group that maintains and cares for the infrastructure and grounds on the island. And when the ILLW, the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend event, commenced in 1998, it was something Ann wanted to participate in. And in 2012, Ann and Mike, VK7FB, activated the Tasman Island Lighthouse on the event's weekend. Her next posting was to Eddystone Point Lighthouse before moving to Ralph's Bay and the site of the ABC radio transmitters. When her daughter Kathy required specialist schooling, Ann relocated to Victoria, where she lived on a farm in Warrnambool for a time before gaining employment at Radio Australia in Melbourne. On retirement, she moved to Penguin, and she was a real green thumb and was always pottering around in her garden, attending to her plants and veggies. She loved animals and lived in her little paradise by the sea with her dog Bonnie, who unfortunately passed away in January 2023. She obtained her amateur license in 1964, initially as VK7ZYL, then VK3BYL, and finally VK7BYL, and with the help of her gardener, erected a Nelly tower many years ago and enjoyed HF communications on her cherished Yaesu FT101E. Anne was heavily involved in amateur radio, and she was one of the founders of the ALARA group and was an active member, attending ALARA coffee catch-ups when they occurred. She was also a member of the Old Timers Network. In 2009, she was elected president of the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Interest Group, and she joined the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club in around 2014 and held the position of secretary for many years, and on her passing was a club committee member. Ann was a great supporter of JOTA and fronted up to the Patton Park Scout Camps most years to help run it, and was one of the regulars on the Northwest Tassie Mount Duncan Repeater Group net, usually giving us a laugh with some occurrence or wit she came out with, or her laments about dealing with the NDIS, government bureaucrats, not to mention a certain phone company. in 2019. Anne and Shirley, VK7HSC, were invited to assist NTARC members running the Low Head Lighthouse ILLW event, which coincided with the RD contest. In Anne's words, a heckling of hams attended. They had fantastic time and a few sherries were consumed over the weekend. In September 2010, the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club Incorporated ran a three-day event at the Devonport Maritime Museum to celebrate the WIA using the VK100 WIA call sign. And Anne turned up every day, ready to get stuck in. Anne was a very caring soul, proud of her faith, and kept busy with helping out at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Penguin. And would say, I light a candle for them if she became aware of someone who was ill or she felt needed a prayer. Anne took our elderly club member Terry, VK7JAI, under her wing. Because Terry lives on a small remote rural property, Anne would ring him every Wednesday for a chat and check in on him. Anne was known to order and deliver specialty goods for Terry as he didn't have the internet. Whenever Terry's phone line went down, Anne would be quite firm with Telstra, ensuring that there was a quick response or a satellite phone delivered to Terry until the fault was rectified. Anne worked tirelessly for her daughter Kathy, an NDIS recipient, making many phone calls, errands to ensure Kathy got the right response and actions. Anne and Therese Corfatis ran a writers group called the Sunday Scribblers in the West Ulverston Community House for 18 years. In 2000, they co-wrote the book Seasons of the Soul, a collection of poetry, and the group went on to publish a collection called Journey into Words. Many of the women went on to see their work published, either in collections, anthologies, or radio broadcasts. Quite an accomplishment. And just in case her days were not busy enough, Anne published a book of poems in January 2020 called Luminosity, appropriately with the Tasman Island Lighthouse on the cover. It was interlaced with humour and insight, a collection of carefully observed, profoundly moving poems that cast a bright light on a wide range of life experiences. Anne was a great supporter of our club, always happy to help out, attend events and enjoy the hobby. Members had visited Anne a few weeks ago, planning a major upgrade to her antenna system and revamping the HF antennas on the Nellie Tower. Unfortunately, last week the Nellie Tower blew over in a strong winds and Brenton, VK7HP, went and laid the tower down and stripped it, ready for the upgrade. But that was not to be. Anne had a severe fall that night that was probably the precursor to the events that occurred. Anne was very keen to get to Hobart and meet the governor, and her enthusiasm was evident when talking to people on the week's net. Anne's wit, humour and friendship will be deeply missed, and our thoughts are with her daughter Kathy and family. Vale Anne, VK7BYL. And that was from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of NWTARC. And we move to R8OTC and the monthly broadcast. And further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 4th of August 2025 at 8 p.m. local time. And that's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The new month's news includes three announcements of VK7 Origin. Take a listen to find out what they are. There are two technical articles, and the first features the recording of a QSO between Bill Roper, VK3APB, and VK3MR, both silent keys. The QSOs took place in May 1975, when Bill was sailing on Lake Eyre. Narration is given by Bill's son Peter, who currently holds Bill's former call sign, VK3ABP. The second article was both researched and read by Clive Wallace, who is VK6CSW, on the development and evolution of electrolytic capacitors. Clive's research traces their development from the 1897 patent by Polish engineer Charles Polak to the assortment of aluminium oxide and tantalum types available today. Listen at 8 p.m. local time on Monday over the VK7RAA RHT statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV, and audio feed is available on VK7RDR on 439.775 MHz from the Dazzler range. The broadcast date again is Monday, August 4th. Callbacks will be following on both networks. And please call in if you're able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss an off-air broadcast, you can also listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. And this is VK7 Whiskey India, and you are listening to the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And VK7 Contest News. The Uddy Contest 2025. Well, that time of the year has rolled around again. Time for all operators in VK7 to band together to have a crack at the Uddy Contest. The Remembrance Day Contest is a unique contest that does many things. It commemorates the ultimate sacrifice made by amateurs during World War II. It encourages a friendly competition atmosphere where everyone is encouraged to participate and join together to make a united effort for their state as either individuals or a team of up to three operators, and for bragging rights and, oh, a very nice big trophy for the state that wins. This year, the contest runs from the 16th of August at 0300 UTC until the 17th of August at 0300 UTC. There are many sections to enter that should cover everyone's preference for bands and modes. In VK7, we've had some very good success with this contest, and we are always keen to involve as many operators as we can, from newly licensed ham all the way through to the old seasoned hands. The RD contest is even a contest that can be done by people that don't do contests. So, something for everyone. So, if you have never contested before, this is a great time to start. We also have a large number of operators that are active on so many of the bands, especially the higher frequency bands, that we are well positioned to do well. 23 centimetres is a great example, as here in Tasmania, there are well over 50 people with equipment. Now, if all those people come on, that would make some great scores, especially in the triple point section. Why not form a team and some mates and see how it goes? Don't forget to register your team with the contest manager prior to the contest starting, and also grab the rules from the WIA website so you're familiar with them. A great place to look for activity would be the usual frequencies, which can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. Don't forget the triple points can stack up on 160 metres and above 23 centimetres, and so it's well worth staying up late. Hope to hear you on the bands. Good luck in the contest. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. And the WWFF Soda Pota and IOTA weekly wrap-up. And WWFF activators headed out to the parks over the weekend in support of National Tree Day. The bands were busy with activity, with park activations taking place across nearly every state and territory in VK. One VK5 operator reported making an impressive 36 park-to-park contacts in a single day. And meanwhile, the POTA Support Your Parks Weekend figures are in. VK activators racked up a total of 5,240 QSOs across the weekend, and the new Support Your Parks Weekend is set for October 2025, with a few events already in the works for VK7. Matt, VK7MAT, activated his local Trevallon Nature Recreation Area. Matt is working towards his Kilo Award for this park, which recognises 1,000 contacts made from the same reference. Matt logged 31 contacts, including 9 park-to-park QSOs, and this marks his 12th activation of Trevallon Nature Reserve Area. Al, VK7AN, and Rodney, VK7HAM, set up at Lilydale Falls Reserve, just outside the township of Lilydale. They operated an ICOM IC7300 running 100 watts into a dipole set up as a sloper and logged 26 contacts. With the end of winter in sight, it's a great time to grab your rig, pack an antenna and head out to activate a park or summit. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. And QSL News. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau, as at the 1st of August, is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have recently moved, or if you have recently received or changed your call sign, please advise your new details to Herman at ozemail.com.au, and that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And statewide SSTV nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7 ZV, ZAB, OO, AX, ZCF, TW, ZBX, and KT all sharing 50 photos. And the main themes were themonic chess, with different vacuum tubes representing the different chess pieces on a chessboard by Paul Fryer, and each board square has an octal base so the pieces can be kept powered up as they move around the board. Renault and Alpine sports and rally cars, SSTV Down Under, whiskey bottling in Tasmania and a great retirement plan, Luna Park and the West Coast Wilderness Railway. Other highlights were an SDR set up as a single board computer and powered from DC to DC converters, a decoded SSTV picture of the 50th anniversary of the Apollo Soyuz missions, a HF Spider Beam, the Mechanics Institute in Scottsdale, which has been used for 10 days on the island events, cartoons of I Am a Robot and Can't Pass the Test, to just don't mention the war, an example of a typical workload distribution, and extreme password protection, and be careful what you wish for. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and there were no photos exchanged, and Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 6:30 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. And remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. And note, Ken, VK7KRJ, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites, allowing anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their page almost immediately, both north and south. And if you miss the net, there are archives of the SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on the NTARC website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Firstly, as promised, we start off with a quick update of the Equine Endurance Ride held at Santorina Park, Scottsdale last weekend. The communications trailer was delivered and set up in the main grounds on the Friday morning, quickly followed by a portable 2-metre repeater and antenna located at a nearby farm shed on a section of a very, very well elevated land. The afternoon saw the remainder of the crew arriving and soon departing again to familiarise themselves with the location of their checkpoints, followed by testing their voice communications back to ride base. No electronic tracking was employed, so everything relied on 2-metre voice communications. Most of our contingency stayed the night at base camp or checkpoints in campervans or tents, with the exception of three who departed for Launceston, returning as four helpers early Saturday morning. Drawn back by the smell of mouth-watering egg and bacon rolls from the cafeteria, and of course the call of duty. Ride base was manned by VK7's Andre ZAB, Fran FRN, Stuart ES, Idris ZIR, Tony ZTT, Ken KKV, Justin TW, Randall VWK, and Stefan VK7 ZSB, covering the three ride checkpoints. It's winter, so by 6 a.m. the weather had deteriorated rapidly, and we were soon experiencing heavy rain accompanied with ferocious wind gusts, and unfortunately Randall and Justin copped extensive damage to their vehicle awnings. But before you say they should have guyed them, yes, both awnings were double guyed and double staked. The stakes were ripped out and one was found nearly 20 metres away from their camp area. No wonder the horse riders were complaining about a strong headwind high. Operationally, the day went smoothly without any horse or rider mishaps. By midday, the sun was coming out and the clouds had mostly dissipated, and thankfully we were back to a gentle breeze. This made for a pleasant return journey for our southern helpers, Justin and Randall, later in the afternoon, and thanks to all who gave assistance. And this is VK7 Whiskey India, and you are listening to the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And at the last club room technical night, Eric VK7ZPE brought in a kit for upgrading the frequency stability of his ICOM IC9700. And hopefully all necessary parts are included, as this will help Eric as he works his way through the instructions. The first module is an external reference oscillator. The second module is installed internally within the 9700 and does not require any solder or modifications to internal circuitry. This T-shaped module sits over the main oscillator and disciplines or accurately holds its frequency. Colin VK7ZCF is also heading down the same path with his 9700, but he opted for the Leo Bodner low jitter GPS locked reference oscillator module. With dual output ports, one port for his 9700 project and the second port for any 450Hz to 800MHz signal generator that might be needed in future. Colin also displayed a number of SSTV images that he had captured at short notice earlier last month. They were part of the Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, slow scan television event that was commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo-Soyuz flights. And Colin managed to capture few orbital passes when they were transmitting. Like Richard VK7ZBX, Colin's most successful captures were of the images 1 and 12 of the sequence. Like anything, you can only decode what is being transmitted. And please note, the hands-on toroid test and measurement presentation by Trevor VK7TB has been postponed to a date yet to be fixed. We are waiting on the oscilloscope manufacturer's proprietary software to allow for external video output to a large monitor, so all present can be easily watching the action. Watch this space. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And up-and-coming events, the on-air test and technical net session, every Wednesday test net and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. through, then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. And your host is Nick VK7 at Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC General Meeting, Saturday the 9th of August at 2 p.m. held at the Rochalie Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. And if you have any items that you would like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net no later than Friday the 8th of August. And coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon. And finally, if you have any items of news that you would like, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, 27 meg 11 meter HFCB rebroadcast. And shout out to our new 11 meter rebroadcasters in Christine VK7CCE and Stephen VK7SME. Stephen has recently been in and out of hospital and Christine has been caring for him. And Christine is also currently studying and has been recently fighting off her own sicknesses. So we really appreciate that Stephen and Christine are able to rebroadcast on our new frequency on 11 metres. So take a listen on 27.235 MHz lower sideband, which is HFCB channel 24, around the Hobart area, and give them a call and let them know their signal report. And that's 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And changes to the events schedule for Reist and CQ All members. Just a quick heads up, we have had to retune our Wednesday night schedule to better align with the availability of our fantastic contributors, each one a volunteer generously giving their time to keep us, give us these presentations. What the August program now looks like is the 6th of August is the forum night, the your favourite digital mode. The 13th of August is a Wednesday experimenters group. The 20th of August is our presentation night, the Antarctic Diary Recollections with VK7AJ. And the 27th of August is the Wednesday experimenters group. And as you know, Reist runs on goodwill, and sometimes we need to adjust the dial to avoid QRM with real-life commitments. So thanks for your understanding as we work through and keep the program lively and the content resonating. And that's 73 from the Reist Committee. And Wednesday Experimenters Group, the WEGs. Last Wednesday night, July the 30th, was a great show with a theme of propagation. We started with Dr. Andrew Klekachuk about the date August the 5th local time when it was will be the 40th anniversary since the STS-51F Space Lab 2 shuttle mission created a man-made hole in the ionosphere over Tasmania by using a chemical burn experiment. Andrew walked through the mission objectives and Tasmania's involvement from Avoca. He explained the ionospheric layers and detailed the Tasmanian experiment that supported the mission, including a 1.9 MHz HF beacon and optical observations. The results showed a clear ionospheric density drop and mapped the response at different frequencies. Andrew finished the talk with dramatic images of the burn-induced ionospheric clouds from a variety of sources, and thanks to Andrew. We then moved to Rex VK7MO and the lightning scatter propagation in VK4. And he presented and the findings from the Jubis 2025 Q2 article on lightning scatter propagation at 1296 MHz and 144 MHz. Rex analysed lightning-related audio recordings from VK4, mapping paths with real-time lightning data and the AI tool Copilot. The work explored scattering mechanisms, including Mie scattering, and showed forward scatter gain potential. Rex concluded that 1296 MHz appeared optimal for lightning scatter communications, with pulse effects and electron density playing key roles. Thanks, Rex. And the next WEGS night, DATV night, is in 2 weeks' time, which is Wednesday the 13th of August 2025, from 7:30 p.m. and we stream the nights on the Reist YouTube streaming channel. And we finish off with VK7 events. And Reist, the 6th of August, the Favourite Digital Modes Forum night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streaming. Reist, the 20th of August, the Antarctic Diary Recollections. Andrew, VK7AJ, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streaming. And VK7, 15th of November, Myenna Hamfest Community Hall, Myenna, at 10 a.m. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7FRN. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, JH, and DC. 160 metres, 7GS, 80 metres, any takers, 40 metres, 7ALH, 20 metres, any takers, 10 metres, 7JGD, UHF CB24, FMAC, and HF CB24, VK7SME, and DMR Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie from the Digital Group, and a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. And we hope you have found it informative and enjoyable. You have been listening to VK7 Whiskey India. And if you've just tuned in, then you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday nights, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news and stories and updates with us and email contributions to vk7arnews, all one word, at gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the time. And on behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Justin, VK7 at Tangled Whiskers, wishing you 73 and good DX.